Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. It's the J of the big game. And during the big game, Super Bowl 2013, from the season of 2012, technically Super Bowl 2012, we are going to be brainwashed by ads against the Second Amendment, financed by the globalists and other collaborators against our liberty, and the exploited children of Sandy Hook, survivors, with their choir to tear-jerk and demonize the Second Amendment. Unbelievably opportunistic and disgusting, but don't ever expect the criminals that run this system to not be opportunistic and over the top. They think you are stupid. They think you are utterly and totally mindless. They think there's nothing you won't buy. We're going to be going over the latest on the Second Amendment today, but there is an article out of Forbes that's excellent that we have linked up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also, I found it at DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side. NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. And I don't just believe polls when I hear them or see them. I've studied polls. I've studied statistics. I've studied how they work. And I'm able to gauge polls over a long period of time from what I read in quasi-internal government white papers, plus what I see on the streets. And this told me what I already knew. They went to one of the biggest and most respected data mining companies, and that's really the polling agency of the future, and found that it is a total rout of the anti-gunners, the victim disarmament, kleptocratic crowd that wants to disarm their quarry. In fact, they find with military precision, organically, individual gun owners supported through the NRA that we've taken control of. It was under globalist control about 20 years ago. There's no doubt, and Larry Pratt agrees with me, that with military laser-like focus is the quote, that we are annihilating the enemy. Now, that's a big plus, and it's because we realize they're an enemy, a deceptive group who don't want to take guns to keep kids safe, don't want to register guns to actually stop criminals. They want to target the American people. We've seen them take the guns in any city the globalists are in control of. We've seen them disarm people in more than 30-something nations the last 50 years or so. We know their game plan. We know their program. We know how it works. And because we're one of the last countries to hold out, like Switzerland, we've gotten to have front row seats to all the tricks. And the globalists are global. They run the same program, the same plays. They switch them up a little bit, but it's basically the same playbook in country after country they try to take over. And not just on guns. When they go for the guns, it means they're insecure and they're afraid of politically that they're not going to get away with what they've done. And it means they want to use authoritarianism on the public. Now, that said, we're going to be getting into that. We're going to be getting into an amazing report up at InfoWars.com that ties into like seven other links just in the article that Kurt Nemo did. And I was even able to find some more. We're going to play some of these clips coming up. Reverend Jesse Jackson, to rip off Rush Limbaugh's way he says it, but well, that's how Reverend Jackson always says it. Reverend Jesse Jackson says gun supporters are domestic terrorists. I shouldn't laugh. There was a video saying on the comments at InfoWars.com right before showtime, like 10 minutes before air, I laughed so hard I could hardly go on air. You ever laugh so hard it makes you start coughing and you can't quit? It said Jesse Jackson responds to InfoWars.com, and I thought, well, let me put that YouTube URL in. And it was Chunk from the Goonies. And then I realized that actually there is a resemblance to Jesse Jackson. I couldn't believe it. Oh, my gosh. He's the Black Chunk. I'm sorry. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
You prepare. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody rides for free. The globalists are not going to make our servicemen and women, mainly men, serve 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours in the last 12 years and not have massive suicides, massive mental problems, massive health problems as well. Did you know that they make U.S. military personnel, you can look this up, go into combat and force them back into combat when they've had legs blown off? Oh, you didn't know that. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the third day of February 2013. I am Alex Jones, your syndicated radio talk show host, and I am very, very thankful that you have joined us today. Wow, where to begin? Number one, there's new numbers out. 22 service men and women commit suicide every single day. That is more than seven times the previous record from the end of the Vietnam War in 1973, 74, 75, when they had bad suicides. That is 22 military veterans commit suicide every day. And I want you to know they're going to talk about the veterans and talk about how great they are and talk about how they love them and try to connect the veterans and their valor and their heroism in many cases to the establishment and the criminals that run our government from both political parties and the whole police state they're setting up. And even though a lot of these wars have been fraudulent and wrong and have been done for globalist interest, still the men and women of the military that I've met, that I know, that I've talked to, and that I've researched, they are the most focused, awake people out there. And they joined because they wanted to defend this republic. And I am sick of all the fake patriotism of, oh, thank you for your service to the, you know, to the country. And then, okay, well, can I have a job? Oh, I gotta go. There is a demonization program going on behind the scenes against veterans that's now busting out into the surface. And there is a public cover that, oh, the government and the media and the system loves veterans. There's a lot of charities out there that have been caught raising money for veterans that really doesn't go to the veterans. And so I just wanted to mention up front today that we're going to see lots of stuff tonight at the Super Bowl connecting football and mom and apple pie, you know, to the veterans and trying to make the political system look good. They want you to have the memory of America and the Republic and the Bill of Rights and Constitution that our troops reportedly protect while they dismantle the entire thing in the background, while they go to combat ground robots, not just drones in the air. Humans, the globalists believe, the ruling technocratic class, are obsolete. We are not obsolete. The tyrants are obsolete. The old oligarchical systems of control that have plagued humanity in every civilization, in every culture for more than 6,000 years are obsolete. We either end this system of dumbing down the public and of playing groups off against each other and balkanization and divide and conquer, or humanity isn't going to make it. All right, we got a big broadcast lined up for you again. I'm live here on the All Holy Day of Super Bowl, Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm here because football is not America. Football is not freedom. Football is a game that has been turned into nothing but a giant propaganda arm of the globalists. And you're going to see ads paid for by the billionaire Bloomberg, who got his money from insider operations on the stock exchange, the gangster who's got armed guards and helicopters and the rest of it who flies above us. He is sponsoring. He's the main guy giving money to mayors against gun violence, like the guns did it themselves. And we're going to play this ad coming up. He's running an ad. There's other ads, and they're trying to get donations out there to create an anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment move across the country. They're going to have the little children of Sandy Hook from the choir are being exploited by the globalist mafia. They're going to be singing during the halftime. This is something I personally am boycotting. Our country's in deep trouble, folks, and I hear all these other talk show hosts about, man, the good thing about being America is the Super Bowl. I'm going to savor this big game. I want my Bill of Rights and Constitution. I want my factories back. I want my jobs back. I don't want the government shutting down our power plants while China builds three new ones a week. I think going into a depression is a bad thing. I'm not watching games. I'm defending my constitutional republic on this Sunday broadcast. And I don't need to be thanked for coming in on a Sunday. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be on the radio 6 days a week, broadcasting all over the world, warning not just the United States, but the planet about the global private crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Okay, let me stop right there and tell you what's coming up on the Second Amendment front today. Not just the Super Bowl being turned into a giant anti-gun extravaganza, anti-liberty extravaganza. Reverend Jesse Jackson says gun supporters are domestic terrorists. The video is up there. He told the Wall Street Journal this 4 days ago, and it made it into two newspapers about Jesse Jackson on gun violence and economic summit. And the big bombshell is he says, we're going to have Reconstruction. We're going to have the North take over the South. Gun owners are racist. A confederacy. And again, that's a talking point. I got a bunch of clips we're going to play right now and then coming into the next segment where on all these different shows, you've seen it, you've read it, race has nothing to do with it. And they're just injecting this to create division. It is unprecedented. And you've got Bob Schaefer on CBS saying, we defeated Hitler and the Nazis. We can defeat gun owners. We can take their guns on CBS. He said the president defeated Hitler or the Nazis. No, our grandparents and great-grandparents did. Just amazing. We've got other clips of Fox Sports saying, look, you know, the NRA gun owners are the Ku Klux Klan. We've got Jesse Jackson saying it. And then meanwhile, I see this every few days now. This is just from a few days ago. MSNBC has hosts on, mainly White House, saying, oh, the racist crackers need to give their guns up. Yeah, the Republicans are all just racist crackers. That'd be like using the N-word. Talk about black people, and it's meant to fire up racial division in this country. And then politically correct groups can slam anybody that says, hey, I don't like you, you know, trying to put me down, and everybody else will just through guilt basically submit to that. So that's coming up. Also, Chris Kyle, sniper, the Navy SEAL sniper, was gunned down yesterday up outside Dallas. With the head of his foundation and a PTSD Marine, they reportedly taken out there. He's been arrested. They've charged him today, and they're saying that this individual, and I'll give you his name, this individual who had PTSD and was under psychiatric care, Eddie Ray Roth, is the main suspect in the killing as a $3 million bond. Now, again, you have 22 service people killing themselves a day, and that's why I brought that up. And then every couple of weeks, you'll hear about a service person killing their wife or their boss or something. Statistically, out of 300 and it's now 20 million people, I mean, statistically, we've shown the statistics, FBI.gov. Mass shootings are 88 a year, 88 people, about half those gang-related. Veterans killing people, is not even 1,000 a year. Sounds like a big number, but it's not even the top 100 causes of death in this country. But the media creates this illusion. And I remember seeing these Homeland Security reports 4 years ago when Obama got in, suddenly saying veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, they're the terrorists. They're going to attack. Veterans will use IEDs in every city to bomb police departments. Remember that? They were giving the cops the training. And I thought, well, that doesn't make sense. Sure, you've got troops committing suicide. You've got them putting them on psychotropics that stay on the insert. They can make you commit suicide or go on a psychotic rampage. That's there, but still those numbers won't be high enough to... The point is they're going to initiate and stage events. I've been saying that. I'm not saying this is staged, but it fits the MO. With these psychotropically hopped up mind control subjects to start this stuff. And look who it is. It's Chris Kyle. We're going to break that down as well. All this and more coming up today. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com's the new site.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, it will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back live here. I'm going to race through the key developments in the battle that's happening right now for the Second Amendment. And we're winning the war right now, but that doesn't mean we'll continue to win unless we continue to fight. And Forbes has a big article where they contracted a large data mining firm. It's actually tracking what you're saying, not just what fake polls are putting out. And they find that we are routing them on the Second Amendment. But we were routing them on Obamacare and the fact that it was written by the insurance companies as a forced corporate tax to rip people off and would double premiums the first year. That's this year. It's now happening. And have the average family yearly premium be $20,000 a year by 2016. That's now official. But it doesn't matter. They got it in place. They're going to ram it down your throat. Just because we're winning the fight for hearts and minds doesn't mean we're winning. We have to go a step further, and I'm going to get to that Forbes article coming up. NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. I'm going to explain how most of these big polls are fake. Now you can tell if a poll is accurate or not. Okay, let's just stop right there. Again, up at Infowars.com and our other sister site, PrisonPlanet.com, Reverend Jesse Jackson says gun supporters are domestic terrorists, and the full interview and video is up there. But first, I wanted to play some other clips. Here is Jason Whitlock of Fox Sports elaborating on how he believes the NRA, that means gun owners, it's never the Second Amendment. They have to talk about that. It's the NRA. It's never we the people. It's the NRA speaks for us, and they're the new KKK. Nothing racially involved. The NRA set up to train at the end of the Civil War Northern recruits and soldiers how to shoot, including blacks. Has nothing to do with the KKK. Never has. The KKK in the South got the first gun control laws passed in 1868 because they didn't want blacks who were newly free to get guns. The truth is the anti-gunners have the KKK history, but it's just amazing. It's just so incredible. Let's go to that clip.
I did not go as far as I would like to go because my thoughts on the NRA and America's gun culture, I believe the NRA is the new KKK.
Wow.
And that the arming of so many black youth and loading up our communities with drugs and then just having an open shooting gallery is the work of people that, you know, obviously don't have our best interest.
You know what's funny? Drugs in this country, when they started making them illegal in the 30s, the first places it was kind of left alone was the lower income areas. So in a way, what this guy's actually saying is true, that the drugs were allowed in the minority communities because it was a pretext to, you know, basically get control of those communities. But that's corrupt mafias, knowing they could operate somewhere because others would say, not in my backyard. They always try to build the chemical plant in the poor neighborhood. They always try to, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Indian. All it is Indians living there. They go put the chemical plant in the poor neighborhood. It's not about race so much as it is about not in my backyard of the rich people. But just injecting the NRA as the new KKK. No, sir. The people in New York and Chicago in the last 55, 60 years that took all the guns out of your cities so that only criminals have them, so you have the highest crime rates in the world in places like Chicago and New York. Chicago's number one. That's what allowed this culture. And MTV promoting gangster rap and cop killer rap, where I just saw some other famous rappers just shot each other last week. I mean, it's crazy. That's black rappers putting that out, and then the media, and Sumner Redstone putting it out via Viacom and MTV. That's not my fault. I don't want you to die. I'm sick and tired of hearing, because I'm white, I inherently don't like you. Now, a lot of whites who weren't racist hear all this and go, well, you know what, I don't like you either. But you know what, I'm not going to stoop to the level of Jesse Jackson and people like the individual Jason Whitlock. I mean, these people are a joke. And they're the racists, it's clear. And it's how they sit there and are identity politic people. And notice, they always tell whites and conservatives, don't be identity politic. You know why they say that? Because that's effective. It's effective. But see, I don't want to just be some gang. I want people to identify with the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence and freedom, and all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator. An idea our founders had that didn't even get expressed till the last few decades. I have a dream that we'll judge people by the character of their deeds, the content of what they stand for, not off what color they are. But let me tell you something. The Democratic Party is now the party of institutional racism and aggression. And it's disgusting. Let's go ahead and go to another clip. Here's Jesse Jackson bumbling around. But if you listen to it, he implies that states' rights movement, it's inherently racist. It's the new Confederacy. Well, what do you call it when the federal government's run by foreign banks overturning the entire Bill of Rights Constitution? The states are supposed to step in with a check and a balance. That's the three branches of government, and then those two are split into two again. Just like the legislative split in two. It's meant so you don't get a dictator. But oh no, it's just racist. Here's Jesse Jackson.
These weapons, we're not talking about guns for your house and guns for hunting. These are military
hit
weapons.
Hit pause. It's always the same script. Back it up, please. We're not talking about guns for your house, guns for hunting. Chicago, New York, and a bunch of other cities where these people run things, where the globalist, liberal, socialist, collectivist, authoritarians, they're not really liberals, where they run things, they take all the guns. And then people like Jesse Jackson has bodyguards and a concealed carry, and Dianne Feinstein does, and Bloomberg does, and Michael Moore has guns and bodyguards. Charlie Sheen, who I know well for 7 years, you know, probably stayed at his house 20 times. You know, he's like, well, I got bodyguards, so nobody needs guns. Hey, Charlie, and I told him this, not everybody makes $3 million a week like you, bro. It's not all about, oh, we feel sorry for the kids, let's turn the guns in, just as a sign we're sad for them. The globalists, we should be mad at the globalists, the PR propagandists using the dead kids to go after our guns. Again, here is Jesse Jackson. Oh, we don't want your guns, which is not for hunting. The Second Amendment isn't for that. You know, it's a script, folks. He knows that. He's following a script. They want the government to be able to totally take over while it arms the teeth against us. Let's go back to that clip. Here it is.
I went up to the hot guy's house who killed the people at Aurora. He was right near the airport runway. He could blow up airplanes with that stuff. Are we waiting for that? That's like the next step. These anti-American people say, we're really arming to stop the government from taking. They're fighting the government. This is a Confederate ideology. This is like serious, so with power to do something about how they feel. In places like Chicago, we need Homeland Security, not just the local police. Local police, if this is Chicago, and this is Chuck's gun shop right here, half of all guns that killed people the last 5 years come from this gun shop. They can do them and look at it. They know where the guns, if this is Iraq, they know where the guns are made.
All right, hit pause. We're going to go to break and come back with the rest of it. I got a bunch of other clips where MSNBC's Finney says, you know, it's the crackers. Everything's their fault. White people. Evil flows from white people. I mean, the ultimate bigotry, you know, just like the Nazis saying evil flows from the Jews. But it's okay because it's the Democratic Party run by foreign banks who want to get a race war going in this country. That's their goal. I mean, no doubt. We'll be right back. These people are terrorists. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I will give the number out coming up here in the next segment. We'll have open phones in the second hour. We are into the first hour, 33 minutes into it right now. Okay, if you just joined us, I played a clip of Fox Sports caster Jason Whitlock. He's also a syndicated columnist, saying the NRA is the new KKK. And I have similar clips here by, we had Al Sharpton say, quote, but I forgot to get that clip queued up. We'll play that after these clips, if you can find it, say that we've got to overcome the South and whites and the Constitution. He even said the Constitution. You saw that a few weeks ago in the news. And it's every couple days I see prominently the talking point by white, black, Hispanic commentators, you name it, that gun ownership is racist. And they know how politically correct Americans are. If they said, put your child in ongoing traffic or throw your child into the oven or the microwave, or you're racist, I think most Americans would probably go stick their child in the microwave and turn it on. And I'm not even being sarcastic. I think we've gotten the politically correct point that if they came to your house and said, slit your wrist or you're racist, the average white American would slit their wrist. They would absolutely do that. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the Jesse Jackson clip. Here it is.
I mean, you break up the trail. Did we release the gun made in Barrington, Rock Island, sold it to Tux and put us up? They make them just sit in and they kill. We sit around feeling helpless. And so you've got some combination in this drug thing, in this gun thing, of territorial fights, the gun fights over that. Maybe 4% were killed assault weapons. They're killing these others, these locks and these magazines, but the killing is taking place there. Some others is just shoot out because the culture is into guns as a remedy. My point is, while we're focusing on fiscal cliff and debt ceiling, over here, is this stuff is not on the table, and it matters. It's metastasizing, and it's festering. So we're trying to put some focus on this issue of reconstruction. Not just, and we need targeted jobs for these zones of heavy unemployment to fit black males in Chicago and New York, maybe around 50% unemployed, around 50% big number here in New York. But so beyond just the jobs, some plan for reconstruction. But we know how to do it. We've done it, and we do it around the world.
All right, let's go ahead and go to MSNBC just a few days ago, talking about the real problem in America. Here it is.
Those, you know, crazy crackers on the right, like if they start with their very hateful language, that is going to kill them in the same way.
0506, the death knell for Republicans is the tone of this conversation. Yes. They absolutely, I mean, we had evangelical Latinos wanting to meet with Howard Dean at the DNC because, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's a shift, right?
It's not the beginning to a bad joke.
Now, this is part of the hoax that the Republican Party's gone, conservatism's dead, everybody really wants total socialism. Wow, this is a mandate. I'm going to talk about that at the end of the segment, but I want to go back to some of these clips here first. Let's go to this next clip. This is Bob Schaefer on CBS saying presidents could defeat racism, presidents could defeat the Nazis. They can defeat the NRA, i.e. gun owners. They don't want to say gun owners or the Second Amendment or the Bill of Rights. They say the NRA. First they demonize the NRA. They're Nazis. They're scum. They're KKK. And then by extension, you. And then now Homeland Security met on Monday with the top mayors and sheriffs and police chiefs, as you know. And I've got those reports coming up. And said, no, the new terror threat is not Al-Qaeda. It's gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, what they call domestic extremists. They're returning veterans. And they're just hyping that. Of tens of millions of veterans, they'll use every week, a veteran robs a bank, a veteran shoots somebody. Well, all veterans did that. Oh, somebody does a mass shooting, gets the guns illegally, on a bunch of psychotropic drugs. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's gun owners killed the children. The veteran kills his wife. Veterans did that. Doesn't matter statistically, and you can look this up at FBI.gov. We've done reports on it. They've got it broken down in racial groups, demographics, everything. You know that veterans are one of the most law-abiding groups out there. Does it matter what reality is? You are bad. You are bad. Let's go ahead and go to this next clip with Bob Schaefer.
What happened in Newtown was probably the worst day in this country's history since 9/11. We found Osama bin Laden. We tracked him down. We changed the way that we dealt with that problem. Surely, finding Osama bin Laden, surely passing civil rights legislation, as Lyndon Johnson was able to do, and before that, surely defeating the Nazis was a much more formidable task than taking on the gun lobby. This is a turning point in this country, and the president is going to have to do more than just make a speech about it. This is one of the best speeches I've ever heard him deliver, but it's going to take more than that from the White House. He's going to have to get his hands dirty. He's going to have to get in there and work this problem until he gets it done. But unless we figure out a way to make sure that something like Newtown never happens again, we're not the country that we once were. I think we still are. I think there's hope. I think something's going to happen.
Well, there you go. The president, you know, overcame the Nazis. So so he can overcome the gun owners. See, we are now the Nazis. They tell you, you are KKK, you are Nazis. Every time I see a clip of MSNBC, they're saying whites are inherently bad. In fact, I've been hearing it's over for conservatives. White women support Obama. Blacks support Obama, Hispanics, Asians, and then the media does this victory dance. Oh, it's over. It's all over for the unknown soldier. And this big victory dance that, oh, man, it's over. And again, the foreign banks are raping you financially. They're robbing you. They've raised the different taxes across the board. They've raised the payroll taxes on people making $30,000 a year. They've raised all these other investment taxes. The Obamacare plan sets it up where the companies cut their full-time employees back to 25 hours. They don't have to get the insurance. And the GDP is already shrinking massively. That's the plan. Get you on welfare. But it matters as long as you feel like you're winning. Now, the truth is, the fix was in, as I clearly broke down, and it's not hard to break down, Mitt Romney's a globalist. Mitt Romney was for gun control. He helped write the assault weapons ban that passed in his state, semi-auto ban. The truth is he supported carbon taxes. He supported open borders. He supported abortion. Do you want to keep going? But they put out the two guys who were almost identical in reality, but they have a political fight with each other. Romney then becomes a conservative, says some good things, but it's all for show, like a Don King boxing match. And then Obama wins, and there's evidence of massive election fraud. I don't just say that. There was evidence of fraud against Al Gore in 2000. I hate Al Gore, but I'm on record saying there was evidence of fraud against him. There is overwhelming evidence that Mitt Romney really won. Bev Harris of Black Box Voting, who's been a big Democrat, who helped make the HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, said she saw a lot more fraud towards Romney than towards Obama. The fix was in, show the Republican leadership, Jindal and even Rand, who's a good guy, could be told to come out by their consultants and say, we've got to get with the times, and then we'll start winning. I guess get with the times, become left of Mao Zedong on the false paradigm? Because that's what's going on in this country. That's what's happening. That's the bill of goods that we've been sold as a society. And it makes me physically nauseous to see this unfolding. The truth is Congress for about 6 years, you can look this up, just type it in, Congress has a 9% approval rating, and some numbers in data mining companies have put out, I'm going to go over some of that in the next hour, show, or maybe even the next segment, show that it might be as low as 3%. So 90-something percent of people conservatively, 91% conservatively, probably more, don't like the government. But if they can get it in a Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, Redskin, Cowboy, Seattle Seahawks versus the Eagles, you know, whatever. If they can get a fight going between two groups, then they can get you to join a bandwagon and kind of join one side. Total con game. Oldest trick in the book. False choice. And that's what they've sold. So there are a lot of weak-minded kind of bandwagon folks that have gotten away from Obama the last 4 years when he didn't deliver all the free goods. They kind of got back on the bandwagon because they want to be winners. Well, by saying you like Obama, you're a winner. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, Just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Second hour is only about 13, 14 minutes away, and after the news, we'll be back and be taking your phone calls on the Second Amendment, but also the overarching police state and more. I'll also be getting into the Navy SEAL and his compatriot who were killed up by Dallas yesterday. Very suspicious story. We're going to be breaking that down as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. It's a different number than the weekday show. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And first-time callers a chance. Please only call if you're a first-time caller on this Sunday edition to give us your breakdown on what's happening and unfolding. Okay, let's continue getting into the Second Amendment attack. In the article up at Infowars.com, linked in red in the featured news area, Reverend Jesse Jackson says gun supporters are domestic terrorists. And basically that the new radicalism, the new extremism is this new confederacy, and that the gun thing's being used to try to, again, it's just more of what you've heard of, well, Fox sports commentators saying the NRA is the new KKK. And that's what's said. If you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. If you don't like globalism, you're a racist. If you don't like giving up your liberty, you're a racist. It's racial politics. Because this country now, in the under 20s, is way more, quote, minority than it is white. But if there's, again, under this system now, that's fine. They don't want whites having racial politics. Okay, regardless of which side of that thing you're on. There's a lot of different sides. But they certainly are going to create racial politics. And notice it's a bunch of white limousine liberals who are leading it because they represent these foreign megabanks that have signed us on to debt slavery. That's the real civil rights violation, that we're going under Agenda 21, where globalist corporations are exempt from all these regulations and taxes designed to shut down their competition. That China could have three new coal power plants a week. We can't have any. And hundreds have already been shut down the last 4 years. And our power prices are going up. And our economy is shutting down. So the whole gun thing is also about scripting Obama. There should never be another child shot again. And if there is, it's gun owners' fault. He puts out that false idea. And then diverts everyone from his drone killings, arming Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. The police state, the secret arrest, the NDAA, the continuing torture, the banker bailouts, all of this tyranny. They don't want us getting in a populist movement unified by the Bill of Rights and Constitution and freedom together. They want to unify disparate racial groups under a socialist ideology where their chief is government versus the middle class, which the establishment sees as predominantly white. And so it is a racial ideology and a racial system for the globalist in what they're doing. They are welding together a racial coalition. And I've known so-called progressives that are really smart people and know what's going on. And they now will, people I used to have on as guests, they will sit there and say, it is racist to not turn your guns in. It is racist to not support Obamacare. Even though it's a ripoff written by insurance companies, it is, and it's like a cult. They are just absorbing into the hive Borg. These are authoritarians, and they get a wild reflected glory. A lot of humans are designed to get wild reflected groupthink, group power out of tribalism, and the government is the big overarching tribe, welding in all these different groups. And it doesn't matter if the government's screwing them. It doesn't matter if the government's destroying their future. It doesn't matter if the government's injecting them with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses and aspartame and thousands of foods. It doesn't matter because they feel like winners, and that's what matters to them. They feel like, hey, the government's my government. In fact, we have an Al Sharpton clip coming up that we will play that one, or find the one where he says we've got to get... you know, defeat the Constitution. He says, we've got to defeat the Constitution. We've got to defeat the South. I played that last week. We have a clip of Sharpton coming up after I play this mayor clip, this new mayor's against gun violence ad, where he says, hey, forget the Second Amendment. Yeah, it was there to protect you from the government, but we got drones now. The government's got drones. And that's what they say when I'm on these different so-called liberal shows, these authoritarian shows in liberal clothing. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These aren't liberals. I know I say that every day because it's so true. You've got to get that through your head, folks. And I'm sitting there, even before I went on CNN, they're like, oh, we don't want to hear it's for guns, the producer was saying, to protect you from government. The government has drones. And I've been on countless shows. You hear it everywhere where they say, well, the government has drones. Yeah, and humans pilot those, and they're under, quote, the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're not. They're not under the declaration of war by Congress. They are illegal. They're attacking countries illegally. But the point is, we could get back control of them. Our government couldn't take over Vietnam. Our government running our military couldn't hold Baghdad. So I don't want to hear that because there's drones that, you know, forget it. The hive Borg, you will be assimilated. Nothing can defeat the New World Order. It's our tax money, our energy that built this giant military. Now they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. They announced last week they're going to use the military for domestic operations to fight terrorists. And now any gun crime, any crime where a gun is used is considered terrorism. That's the big announcement in the news. I told you years ago it was coming. So you're now the terrorist, the spying, the data mining, the checkpoints. They've announced they're going to use the NSA to target, quote, gun crime. They've announced they're going to use it to target domestic extremists. Remember, they weren't spying on us 5 years ago, and then, well, we're doing it to fight Al-Qaeda. And now, forget about Al-Qaeda. I even have a CNN article I'm going to get to where they say, Al-Qaeda's not an issue now. Well, yeah, because it works for the globalists publicly. Even General Boykin's come out and exposed that now. Former head of special forces. No, no, no. It's you. You're the terrorist. Well, no kidding. The thing was always set up for us. It was always set up for the federal government to absorb the states. And now they're saying Obama is the new Lincoln. Anyone that opposes what he does is a Confederate. And now you're seeing it on CNN, Fox, Wall Street Journal, all these different pundits saying the new Confederacy is any state that resists. Obama is here. He is coming. He knows best. You know, they're going to shut down the plants, shut down the factories, raise the taxes till they bankrupt everything except insiders that are exempt, and then you'll go on food stamps, you'll go on government assistance, and they're going to have national compulsory service. They're already announcing it, and the conservatives will say, hey, don't let those liberals not work, since, you know, 100 million, 200 million will be on welfare by the time they're done, and then you're in forced labor. They did it under Roosevelt. They're already calling to bring it back, but 10 times worse. They're not going to be building national park lodges this time. They're going to absolutely have gun control checkpoints. That's in the FEMA core documents from 9 years ago in the Baltimore Sun and the Philadelphia Inquirer, how they were training the small units of FEMA Corps college students to assist the police in finding illegal guns and radioing them in. And they have these weird red uniforms, black trousers and red uniforms, completely fascist. You've seen the videos. Obama says, we need a national, you know, a defense force, a domestic force, just as big and just as strong as our military. And then the videos of the training corps sitting there worshiping Obama like it's North Korea, doing chants about Obama and doing military drills. I mean, it's archetypally authoritarian. And Bloomberg, who made $2 billion off of insider deals, the evidence is clear in the stock market, who wants to tell you what you can drink and what you can eat and what you can do, has illegal checkpoints and now body scanners all over New York City. A goon with his own private security force that roughs people up in D.C., the talk radio network reporter who politely asked him a question last week. This goon wants your guns to ensure that his quarry, his property, is defanged, to make sure you're gelded. And now today, during the Super Bowl coming up, they're going to air this ad like, we're children, please take the guns, please have a background check, when they have background checks in 97% of the sales. They want it for when you sell to your neighbor or give a gun to somebody, where you can't ever transfer a gun again. That's what her bill says. And every time they register, they then confiscate. Criminals aren't going to follow the law anyways, but the children, please take the guns for us. This is how sick it is. Here's that clip from the upcoming ad today. Shows cute little children.
The NRA once supported background checks.
And they play patriotic music in the background when they're globalist.
We think it's reasonable to provide mandatory instant criminal background checks for every sale at every gun show. No loopholes anywhere for anyone.
America can do this for us.
America can do it.
Please.
And folks, 20 years ago, LaPierre said that. But LaPierre has now said it doesn't work. Criminals still get guns. And he went further. He said the people don't trust the system anymore. That's right. They don't want background checks because they're angels and really want to save kids. The globalists could care less. The government shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and killed tens of thousands of people. Several thousand confirmed, almost 60,000 dead the last 6 years in Mexico, where they've taken all the guns already.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.